Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Local moviegoers and science lovers will unite tomorrow for a screening of a new documentary film called Particle Fever. Particle Fever follows six scientists working on the launch of Europe's Large Hadron Collider, the largest experiment in the history of the planet. Here's a sample.
I've never heard of a moment in history where an entire field is hinging on a single event. The Large Hadron Collider, the biggest machine ever built, is finally going to turn on.
You take two things and you smash them together. You get a lot of stuff out of that collision and you try to understand that stuff.
Could be nothing other than just understanding everything.
The East Lansing Film Society will screen Particle Fever tomorrow night at the Studio C Theaters in Okemos. Here to talk about this fascinating look into the mysteries of the universe are MSU Physics and Astronomy Professor Joey Houston, along with Monica Dunford. Monica's a scientist at the Large Hadron Collider and one of the stars of Particle Fever. She joins us by phone from Heidelberg, Germany. Joey and Monica, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark.
Hi, thanks.
I'm still dazzled by transatlantic phone calls, so I'm really excited about this movie. Let's start with a basic working description of the two things that people will learn all about in the movie, the Higgs boson, of course, but first, the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. Here's another clip from Particle Fever, and it gives us a glimpse at the enormity of the LHC. Let's listen.
There are 10,000 people, over 100 nationalities.
Ciao, ciao.
100,000 computers deal with the data. In fact, the World Wide Web was invented at CERN so that physicists could share the data.
So, Monica Dunford, give us an understanding of what the LHC does that hopefully a layperson could understand.
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, we basically take two things and we smash them together, and that's about it. It's just the complication of what we do is that those two things are extremely small, very tiny. It's the proton, so basically the building block of the atom. And we get it going at incredible speeds, almost to the speed of light. And we get them going around in a ring, a tremendous ring, and get them very, very fast and smash them together. And what we hope is that with that energy in that collision, there's very high energy in that collision, that we can produce new particles from that energy.
And one of the main missions of the LHC is to discover or recreate the Higgs boson. This is a term that's become more familiar to more people in recent years. But Joey, remind us what the Higgs boson is, please.
So one of the goals of the Large Hadron Collider is to try to answer some of the questions that we've had about the nature of the universe. And one of those questions is the origin of mass. How do particles acquire mass? There's a theory that was first developed 50 years ago, literally 50 years ago, that postulated the existence of a field that permeates all of space called the Higgs field, named after its originator, Peter Higgs, and that is responsible for giving mass to the different types of particles. If this theory is correct, then it should be possible to produce a manifestation of the Higgs field called the Higgs boson. This is something that we've been trying to do for decades, first at the Fermilab Tevatron, a lower energy collider outside of Chicago, and then more recently at the Large Hadron Collider. And this culminated in the announcement of the discovery of a Higgs-like boson in 2012.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was on a year ago to discuss that. And in the meantime, we've taken more data, we've done more analysis, and now we can fairly definitively say that this is the Higgs boson. And so it's one of the most momentous discoveries in high-energy physics.
Some more facts about the film. 500 hours of footage was shot over 5 or 6 years. It was boiled down to a 99-minute movie, and it follows six researchers, one of whom is Monica Dunford on the other end of our line. The editor, Walter Murch, worked on The English Patient, and in terms of storytelling, it captures a lot of the drama associated with the Large Hadron Collider and the search for the Higgs boson. Monica, what was it like watching your work, your colleagues' work, captured in this way, and then watching it as a film?
It was great. I mean, I think because, you know, there was so much intensity at the time of the startup. We had no idea if the machine would even work. It took 30 years to build. And, you know, so there was so much intensity, and all that time we were filming it, but it was actually really wonderful to, you know, years later come back and watch those times again without all the stress and with a full night's sleep and being able to kind of relive that experience again, because it was so exciting, and I'm so happy that, you know, this gets to be saved for all time.
Was it ever intrusive having everything filmed like this?
Oh, yes. I mean, it definitely, you know, the minute you put a camera into a situation, people change. You know, they get more stiff. They don't like to be, they're cautious about what they say. But, you know, there were a lot of cameras in the control room at that time. And so I think people started to get quite comfortable with the cameras. And so it is very real. The film does really capture how people are.
The scene that I really liked was the one where you were walking around with your laptop and telling everybody, look at these plots, look at these plots.
Well, I mean, I think that was one of these moments where there was just utter euphoria after the beam came on. I mean, it's 30 years, and we always were just afraid that something disastrous would happen. To some extent, we did have a big accident and had lost a year of time, but you know, the fact that it's working, the fact that we discovered the Higgs boson, I still can't believe it. It's amazing.
Monica, tell us a little more about your particular role at the Large Hadron Collider.
So at the time of the startup, I was in control of one of the subsystems. Basically, it was my responsibility to make it work, which was quite stressful. So I spent a lot of hours in the control room, and so I think my role in the film is really to show the experimental side, to show what it means to be in the control room, boots on the ground, getting the machine to work. There's other characters in the film which are, you know, more theoretical, trying to talk more about the math behind it all. But I spend a lot of time cabling and, getting dirty and, yeah.
Joey, why would you say a non-scientist should see this film?
I think because it humanizes this, what might seem a very abstract, esoteric quest, right, to try to, again, probe the secrets of the universe and show that this is done by people, right? This is done by people that I think that the non-scientist audience can relate to. It shows some of the excitement that we have, some of the enthusiasm that we have, and hopefully allows the non-scientists to appreciate a bit more about the results that are coming not only out of the Large Hadron Collider, but coming out of science in general.
Once again, we're talking about the movie Particle Fever. The documentary will air Wednesday evening, 7:30 p.m. at Studio C Theaters in Okemos. Monica Dunford, when you meet people in the world of physics and you tell them you work at the Large Hadron Collider, what's their response?
Their response is oftentimes like, wow, it's awesome. I've heard about that on the news, which is an incredibly refreshing response generally for physicists, because normally when physicists, you know, talk about their work, people think like, oh, God, I hated high school physics. So when people, you know, there has been a lot of press about it and people are really excited about it and they're excited about the results. And so for me, that's great.
And aside from this film, Joey, I know the two of you are working on a project together. What can you tell us about it?
That we're very glad that we finished the first draft of the paper. That's the primary thing. It's actually looking at a physics topic related to Higgs boson production. And I should say that the looking or studying the Higgs boson is a very important topic for the Large Hadron Collider. But it's just one of many, many, you know, hundreds of physics topics. So Monica and I have been looking at the production of another type of a boson called a W boson, accompanied by what are called jets of particles, you know, high-energy sprays of particles that will enable us to understand more about what we call the Standard Model, as well as to understand similar types of events that involve Higgs bosons.
Our guests have been MSU Physics and Astronomy Professor Joey Houston, along with Monica Dunford on the line from Germany. She works at the Large Hadron Collider, and she is featured in the documentary Particle Fever. You can see it Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. in the Studio C Theaters in Okemos. Good luck. Thanks to both of you.
And there are only 40 tickets left, I checked before coming on. So.
Very good. Okay. That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we'll speak with Virginia Poet Laureate Sophia Starnes. Also, our Neighbors in Action segment features CASA for Kids, which advocates for abused and neglected children in Barry and Eaton counties. That and more tomorrow on Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us for Current State on WKAR.